The music business was mean. Mean like Elvis when he needed a sandwich. The road to fame was littered with broken dreams, broken hearts, and actual litter. And the air was thick with unanswered questions. In a grimy office above the noise and filth, two men worked tirelessly to solve these mysteries. Their names? Tony Blackburn and his young apprentice, Ricky Wilson. The sign on the frosted glass door? Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
What's the biggest case you've got at home? Because you travel a lot.
I have one that I keep on top of the wardrobe, which is just for long haul.
Yes.
I rarely use that. I've got one, a medium-sized one, which is my go-to.
Yeah.
And then just my carry-on.
I was at boarding school, and I had a trunk.
Did you?
Yeah. My parents sent me away to school.
Oh, that's...
And then when I was at school, they used to move. And I used to have to try and find them, but I had this big trunk, which is bigger than your case.
How was boarding school?
Boarding school, it was all right. It was okay. I didn't like it that much.
Yeah.
But I'd rather have been at home, to be honest with you, but it was okay. It made what you see of me. So they got a lot to answer for.
Yeah. I didn't go to boarding school.
You didn't go to school? Did you go to school?
I went to school, yeah. It's funny when you talk about school, because, you know, it's either people's best days of their lives or they hated it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't either think bad or good about it.
Were you intelligent at school? Were you bright at school?
No, I was bottom of the class.
Were you good?
Good at art, though. Very good at art.
You good at art, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a DOS, innit?
Well, it comes through now. You're a creative person.
No, it's just that it forced me that way because I knew I couldn't do anything else.
Yeah. I hated school, actually. I didn't like
it.
I thought it was a waste of time.
Really?
But
it's wasted on the young, I think.
So you're basically saying is that people of school age shouldn't be at school. No, they should be doing other things.
Mucking about, making treehouses. Yeah.
So you're talking about people about the age of what age do you think start going to school? About 30 or 40?
From the age of 7 to 13, you should be up trees.
I used to love climbing trees, did you?
Oh, yeah.
That was great, wasn't it?
Oh, especially holly trees, because the branches are close together.
Yeah.
And if you get close enough into the middle bit, you don't get scratched.
I used to pretend I was Tarzan, and I used to jump from tree to tree and things like that.
Did you ever do that? I never jumped from tree to tree.
But I jumped from branch to branch.
Really?
I
used to like hiding in bracken.
Bracken? Where's that?
Just off the M4.
Oh, it's the M4. Yeah. In Bracken. Bracken's not very high, though, is it?
Yeah, no, it's good. But the thing is, it's like, I don't want to sound like Theresa May. You know.
Yeah, but who are you hiding from?
I think myself, Tony.
It's funny, we'd have quite a bit in common because I lived in the pool in Dorset, very near at the sandbanks,
right?
And which a lot of people know. And I used to quite often go winkling on a Saturday morning.
Well, you don't have to tell everyone that.
No,
is it like dogging that's not on a small scale?
I don't think you compare
winkling.
Dogging to winkling. Winkling, you see, I would never eat the winkles.
Oh, you just...
I would throw them back again into the sea. I don't know what it was. It was just at low tide. If you go to Sandbanks, the tide goes out a long way.
Yeah.
And Brownsea Island is just nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a lot of people with nets and things like that, and I wondered what they were doing. So I bought myself a net and joined them winkling. And it became a Saturday morning. It was like a winkling society. But some people would take them home, but I would throw them back again.
Okay.
And I was aware that some people might actually pick up my winkles.
I think I've seen this film, Free Winkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, about a little boy who frees a winkle. And at the end of it goes over his head in a majestic arc.
That's right. Yeah.
Free Winkle, starring Tony Blackburn.
If you stood in the winter as well, my golly, it was cold. My winkle used to go quite chilly.
Shrivel up. Where were we? What were we talking about?
No idea.
Putting what's off the record on the record. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
I've got an animal.
What sort of animal?
It's a dog. and it does what it's told nowadays.
Is that
we just moved house, and when I let it out in the evening to do its business.
Dog?
No, it's got a business. it doesn't go past this fence area, but there's no fence, but it won't go past it.
Dogs do understand more than we give them credit for.
Yeah.
I was watching a program on dogs the other day, actually, on BBC, as it happens.
Yep.
And some dogs, they know at least 1,000 words. And the interesting thing is that if you say to a dog, biscuit, it pricks its ears up and things like that. If you say to it, walk, walkies, something like that, it doesn't go for a walk. It makes out it hasn't heard you.
Really?
Yeah, because I used to have a dachshund and didn't like going on walks. So it always used to, when I said, you know, come on, I'm going to go for a walk, it would always hide, but it stupidly always head in the same place for over 3 years.
Well, you can give them credit, but they're still stupid. I've met Burt Bacharach.
Have you?
Yeah. It was quite a thing, really, because you don't realise how much you love Burt Bacharach.
Oh, I love Burt Bacharach.
I saw a musical that based on his songs. Mm. At the end, they started doing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head on ukuleles. And then all the cast walked out through the audience. Mm. And we didn't know what to do, so we followed them. And we all ended up in the street.
Really?
It was lovely.
Oh, God, I love that song.
It's a fantastic song. The only instrument I can play the ukulele.
Is it?
Yeah, it's only got four strings.
Yeah. And there's one up there, actually. Do you want to have a shot on it?
Yeah, why have you got a ukulele in the office?
Because I just got a feeling that you were a sort of a ukulele type of person.
Oh.
You want to give us a song?
I'm just making it up. No. Well, I said I could play it. Yeah, I made it a nice noise. The thing I like most about the ukulele is if I'm thinking in the office when you're not there, I like to have it in my hand. And I don't I don't really make that much music with it.
No.
But I think they're the loveliest noise that's ever been devised by man. They make me feel very happy.
The only trouble is you always think of that song, "We're leaning at the lamppost at the corner."
That was a banjo-lele.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a banjo, was it?
It's like a banjo stroke ukulele.
Isn't that amazing? For all this time, I've hated the ukulele because of that.
No.
And I'm hating the wrong instrument.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very similar to a ukulele. It's just got a tight drum skin over the thing. That's why it's got more twangier sound.
Do you like that song? I'm leading at the lamp.
I find it vulgar.
Do you?
I find all songs by that man vulgar.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if I could remember his name.
Yeah, I wish I could remember his name as well.
What's his name?
George Formby.
Thank you. What's the name of our receptionist again? I can't remember. Oh, well, thank you, receptionist. She just buzzed
George
in.
Formby,
Formby.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
Have you been to Skegness?
Yeah, of course.
There's thousands of caravans. Amazing.
That's where they go to die.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. There are thousands. I mean, miles and miles and miles of them. In fact, I was so fascinated, I took a video of them. Unfortunately, I deleted by mistake. I had a video, so I'm going to have to go back there.
Oh right, well,
and redo it.
Oh yeah, well,
not to do a gig, but just to get the caravan.
Well, it's good to have
because
that.
It's a fascinating video.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Which actually, funnily enough, they were have shown it to one or two people, and I find it more fascinating than they do. But there's masses and masses, thousands
just,
of caravans.
Just around.
Yeah, there's nobody in.
Just
them,
around or in a field?
No, they're in miles. You go street after street after street. And in Skegness, if you're in the car, you can't get to the seafront.
For the caravans?
Because of caravans, and the road circles round. If you look at it on a map, there's no road that goes down to the sea. You have to get out of the car to actually see the sea.
Oh,
so it's amazing.
That was one of the pleasures as a kid, driving to the seaside.
See the sea, yeah.
But also, you know, being the first person to see the sea.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't do that. And there are a lot of caravans. They're stacked up everywhere. And it's amazing. But if you're a caravan fan, as I am, it was like heaven. That's why I took a video of it.
I was going to motorhome down to Menorca.
Oh, that's great.
And I thought, this will be great. Take the dog and the Grace and go down to Menorca in a motorhome.
Yeah.
And I said to my dad, I'm thinking of going down to Menorca in a motorhome with Grace. He goes, oh, be careful in France.
Why is that?
He said, they'll put a pipe through your window and gas you in your sleep.
You're joking.
And I thought, I think all people get to an age where the first reaction to any news is the negative.
Yeah.
Now, it's probably happened to one person over the last 50 years.
You should try. I don't think you're going to be gassed with somebody putting a pipe through your window.
I'd tape them up. I'd gaffer them from the inside.
Because most French people, certainly when I was growing up, we used to have a man who came round with onions round his neck on a bicycle.
Was he a stereotype?
He used to. And we used to say we used to say, my mum used to say to me, oh, the onion man's here.
Yeah.
And he'd come around every year and we'd buy loads and loads of onions. Really? Keep us going for the rest of the year. Yeah, you used to have the onion man.
How
came
long?
Over from France on a bicycle with onions around his neck. He presumably he had more onions than he probably must have had a storage place because
he knew him.
Obviously, I mean, he'd go down our road and sell all his onions out because he couldn't put too many around his neck.
I mean, you can't store things on a bike.
He used to have a knife sharpener who came around as well.
Oh, there you go.
I enjoyed that. I tell you something, aren't we lucky to live in the era that we're in? Can you imagine in the early days when there were dinosaurs around? They were big things, weren't they?
Yeah.
And
the reception must have been terrible on your phone.
Oh, dreadful.
No.
And if you've been going to the supermarket and suddenly out of the blue, a dinosaur approaches you, well, you'd never get to Morrison's, would you?
If you're on your way back, it'd be all right because you could just leave a trail of sausages. And it'd be so interested in the sausages.
It could. Well, that's a good point as well.
Yeah, yeah. But you'd have to get to Morrison's fast. But coming back would be a breeze.
But it'd be the dinosaur would be looking for you, and it would press that ring button.
Yeah, and then
I would suggest that you don't answer it because
especially if they were that tactile, they could press a doorbell.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, that reminds me of the opening scene of the Flintstones, where I think his name was Dino was trying to get in their house.
Really?
Yeah, because Fred put him out for the night.
Yeah.
In the opening title sequence. And he wanted to get back in.
With his brains and his looks, they could go places. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
Do you ever go into a room and you can't remember why you've gone there?
Oh, then you have to go out and come back in again.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
That's not a sign of age. That's just a sign of being. I think that's just normal.
Is it?
I left the toaster on the other day and left the house and thought to myself, I left the toaster on, but then I realised it's on a timer mechanism.
It'll
it doesn't
pop
matter.
Up.
It doesn't matter.
Was it well done when he got back?
Usual setting, 3.
Do you sometimes find that the toast pops up and it shoots out of the toaster?
No, not like in cartoons, but you don't.
I've had that.
Really?
Yeah, I've
Do
got
you
a
catch
toaster.
It?
Well, I try to.
Like Malcolm and White.
No, the toaster, I mean, quite seriously, it does sometimes pop out.
Really?
Of the thing, yeah.
I have a celebrity story now for you.
Yes.
Marty Pello.
To do with toasters, isn't
it? Yeah. From Wet, Wet, Wet. The,
yes.
He bought me a toaster once.
Did he?
Yeah.
Why was that?
I think it was because...
Present?
Yeah, well, we were hanging out quite a lot. Mm. And then I said, I'd like to spend a little bit of time on my own today. And then that upset him a bit.
You were trying to get rid of him?
No, I just was like, I just need a bit of me time. And then he was a bit, like, perturbed by that. We were on tour together.
Oh, I see, yeah.
It was a preamble to this.
Yeah.
But he wasn't as knowledgeable as you. Mm. And so when I got back to the dressing room, there was a toaster on my dressing room table. But it was a fantastic toaster, which I still have. And it's got glass sides, so you can see how... toaster your toast is.
I've seen these.
Fantastic.
So this is the toaster you've got?
Yeah.
That's terrific.
I only use it for best, though. The other idea for a toaster, which is a great idea, is, you know, they pop up if you've got a two-slice toaster.
Yes.
They pop up the same time, obviously.
Yeah.
Now, if a toaster had a system where one popped up first and you buttered that one, and then the other one popped up 10 or 15 seconds later, so it was hot while you buttered it.
That's a great idea as well.
So you've not got that lag of one, you're buttering one while the other one's just sitting there.
I do have the answer for this.
Yeah.
I have got a 4 pop-up toaster.
Yeah, well, most people do nowadays. It's not a luxury anymore.
No. It's... quite like, the washing machine.
The washing machine.
When you get a new washing machine, you can see the window.
Yeah.
And you put it on a particular thing there, and you just watch the washing going around. I've done that on a new washing machine, yeah.
Sometimes if you put some of your sparkly jackets in there, it looks like a disco.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. My favourite setting is actually for 90 minutes. So I get a 90-minute setting there.
That's quite a long time. I like a quick wash. But I never get that dirty.
Yeah.
I said that in such a weird way. I never get that dirty.
Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
I do admire people who go in for the marathon, London Marathon, in those very large costumes. And, I mean, anybody can, the professional runners, anybody can do that. I've never seen the point of running because, I mean, say, for instance, the person that wins, you think, so what? All right, you can run faster than another person. But what's the point? All that training... And at the end of the day, okay, you can run faster than that, but it's just a matter of it was lucky the fact you...
I've done the London Marathon, Tony.
You've done it, have you?
But can I let you into something that I carry a lot of shame about? I didn't finish it. Well, I did finish it.
You had a lift halfway around.
No, I got to... I got to, how long is it? 26 miles. 26 I got to about 24 miles.
Yeah.
And I woke up in an ambulance.
Did you?
The problem with me, Tony, is I'm too competitive and I thought I was winning it.
But you did 24 miles. It was only 2 miles to go.
I know. I can't remember.
And you collapsed.
I collapsed. Can't remember anything.
I feel very sorry for you there.
So what I did was I found where I collapsed and I went back there 5 days later and did the other 2 miles.
Did you get the medal?
I didn't get the medal, but I did it in a personal best of 5 days, 16 hours and 4 minutes. I really regret that, but I'd never do it again. It was so boring, Tony.
Yeah, I know.
People always tell you that the crowds cheering you on make you enjoy it. But tell you what, my life's full of crowds cheering me on.
I'd like to just tell you about an incident that happened with me. Because I wanted to go in for the London Marathon when I was about 26 years old, I think it was. And I bought all the gear, you know, the running stuff.
Oh, that makes you feel like you can do it.
And I very stupidly had a whole bottle of white wine, went into Hyde Park, tripped up, and broke my ankle.
Oh.
So it put me off the whole thing. So I've never done...
And that was mile one.
So I've never actually done. I've never actually bothered with training or anything like that since then.
Well, the marathon...
What's your feeling on sat-navs?
Well,
I think they're amazing.
They are incredible. I mean, I couldn't live without one.
How do they work? We take them for granted. I understand that for a satellite they can get position, but there's a bloke who says, you know, turn right, turn left, do a U-turn.
Has no one ever asked you to do the voice of a sat nav?
No.
You would not.
Why not?
Because you said you've got a short attention span. Can you imagine? After the...
Turn right, turn left.
No, but then they say... They tell you roads and stuff, don't they?
They do.
You have to name every road in the world.
Yeah, I don't know how they do that. You see, there's another thing. How do they do that? I don't know how... I mean, it's amazing how a television... How does that work? How do you get colour pictures through the air?
Thing is, all these things I find easy to... digest how they work.
I find everything amazing. Do you find everything amazing? Is there anything that you don't find amazing?
I think I live in a constant state of wonderment about pretty much everything.
Said that it was amazing, but you haven't explained to me how it works, and I don't know how it works. There must be somebody who knows how it
works. Do you know what? That's probably for a different podcast.
You're probably right.
I'm going to go off and do one with Noel Edmonds about it.
I'll have a word with Ollie.
Okay.
But I still find the fact that a pelican, or two pelicans going out to a restaurant, and at the end of the meal, the pelican asking the waiter for a bill, and the waiter says, but you've already got a bill, I find that quite funny.
It's quite a big bill.
It is. Well, it depends on the size of the pelican, of course, doesn't it? I wonder how many people actually have what they think is a dog and they've actually got a wolf. Well, I suppose it goes, woo! Like that, is it? Is that right?
How will you?
See, that's why I love you, Ricky. That is my sense of humour.
See, that I know exactly. Yeah. And that's why we connect on a very deep level. And that's why we're so in tune with the detective agency.
Their brain neurons sparked like a faulty neon sign in a dark, rain-soaked alleyway. Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
I love you very much.
I know you do, but not in the
same
way.
Not as much as Doris Day. And luckily, not in the same way.
No, I wish I had something in my life that was like Doris Day for me.
You find Doris Day attractive as well.
Yeah, no, I do, but I'd like to have a similar thing. I had a soft spot for Honeysuckle Weeks at one point in my life. You know, she was in Foyle's War.
Yes.
An actress.
Yes, I know.
She played his driver.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
I used to really fancy her at one point in my life.
Yeah.
But she's not in that much recently.
No. Do you know the only man I've found moderately attractive?
Me.
And I could quite happily go... No, Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond?
Yeah, Donny Osmond, who I met on several occasions. Very nice guy.
It's not too late.
No, but we'd have an... It wouldn't actually go down very well in my household because my wife loves Donny Osmond.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that'd be...
My wife and I would be fighting for Donny Osmond.
Either that or it'd be a great party.
My wife has said to me the only person that she would leave me for would be Donny Osmond.
Really?
Yeah. And I said to my wife, the only person I'd leave her for would be Doris Day.
Really?
So, yeah, it'd be interesting if we got Doris Day and Donny Osmond together and see if they got on well together. And if they got on well together and they went out together, it would solve the whole problem.
And then you could,
my wife could, and I could live happily ever after.
You could go on a barging weekend.
That's a good idea as well. I'd love to go on a barge.
And a bit of swapping.
You ever done barging?
Yeah, of course I have.
Have you?
Love it.
I've never done it. I'd love to.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. You and me, for the second series,
yes,
we should do it live from a barge.
That would be terrific. Do you actually have a barge?
No, I don't, but I know a man that does.
Ah.
I have connections in the underworld.
Yes.
And we can go barging, Leeds, Liverpool, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, it's not that scenic. We'll do the there's one that goes through Skipton, which is quite nice.
Let's go barging. Yes, yeah. I'd like that very much.
Liverpool and, through Birmingham. I always, when I go touring, I always go for the nearest canal if I'm going to go for a run, because it's flat.
It's wet though, isn't it?
not if you run fast enough.
Ricky and Tony, pop detectives.
I love twiglets.
I know you do.
Yeah, I love twiglets. I do have a lot of twiglets here.
I know, I've noticed. Yeah. You rustle as you walk in. Yeah. You've got pockets full of them.
Full of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely full of them. Yeah, I can't get enough of them. I'm slightly obsessed by twiglets.
I know. I wish I had something in my
life.
When
I come back from a show I do in Kent, there's a petrol station where I do most of my shopping, and I buy the twiglets. Well, I do. Like, don't you shop at
petrol
stations?
Oh, no, I've just moved, and then there's a 24-hour co-op. In a Texaco, and I am over lucky. The moon by it. But it's got a fruit and veg bit and everything.
Yes,
and
well,
fresh baguettes.
You get everything you want.
But tell you
the
what,
the parking's easy as well.
Tony, have you ever driven through France?
No.
Service stations are a different level. They're
in what
incredible.
Way? They're great.
The bread, yeah. The everything you can get in there is incredible. I went to one in France. Had a swimming pool.
No.
You can stop and have a dip.
Unbelievable. My favourite service station, South Mimms Services. Junction 23 on the M25
South
motorway.
South Mimms is nice.
South Mimms is the third best service station in the country. It doesn't have a swimming pool.
Do you know the first best?
No, I don't. I should.
Well, there's some.
Can
very,
we find out?
There's some very disappointing ones. Do you know when you're on the road
and
you see, oh, do you want to stop at the one in 1 mile that's got, I don't know, let's say a Burger King, a Greggs and a Waitrose.
Yeah.
Or do you want to go 14 miles for an M&S, a KFC?
I'd go the extra mile.
Would you?
Yeah.
But we have this conversation quite a lot, me and Grace, about when we're driving.
What, so you find a service
it's
station
a little bit
and
of a risk.
Think, Shall we
go for the next one? Because it might be better. Do you ever do stuff in the car on your own? That you feel like you're performing for an audience, but you're on your own. Because I do funny voices and all sorts in the car.
No, I must admit, I don't. Because I've normally got the radio on, or I'm looking at the sat-nav.
Oh, you're on the radio?
Yes, I might be listening to myself.
And if I'm not on the radio, I'm not listening.
Exactly. I turned the radio on the other day, actually. And I found that I tuned into the radio the other day. I wasn't aware anybody else was broadcasting.
Well, thank you.
It was a nasty shock to me. I heard a bloke called Steve, what's his name, in the afternoon, Steve Wright. He was very good.
He's all right.
He does surgery on his teeth. He does self.
He does. That's things, the one. Yeah. The one.
It's
thing,
not called self teething, is it?
There's a couple of celebrities that do their own dentistry.
Tell more.
Bob Mortimer.
Bob Mortimer does,
from
yes.
The,
from, that's right.
From the Vic Reeves and Bob Mortimer. He does his own dentistry.
Yeah.
He has a little kit.
Yeah, Steve's got that as well.
Yeah.
He filled, this is absolutely true.
Yeah.
He filled a tooth up with super glue and he ended up in hospital because it all went septic. And he also gargles with TCP. That's why when you go in the studio, you've been in that studio.
Oh, yeah, of course I have.
Smells of TCP. Nothing wrong with TCP.
No, TCP's one of, I mean, you know, take out the TCP, as Aretha once said.
Yeah.
Boris Johnson hates us, you know.
Does he? Why?
He once wrote an article about Kaiser Chiefs.
Why is that?
He called us epic softies.
Really?
Yeah, and he said called us the weeds from Leeds.
Good Lord.
Because we only...
What have you done to upset Boris?
He was upset that rock stars in his day caused riots and we only predicted them.
Oh, that's a strange...
I think that's a strange stance
you've
to
never,
have on writing.
You've never sort of started a riot?
I wouldn't want to. No, I think anyone that would be a weirdo.
Yes, of course. I've never wished to start a riot at all.
No, no, only Boris Johnson.
No. But if somebody asked me to for money, I might. I mean, You know, I mean, somebody came up to me and said,
"Chuck that brick."
Yeah, somebody. If somebody said to me, "You know, here's £1 million here.
Here's £1 million.
If you start a riot,
I'll give you £1 million.
I wouldn't say no. I'd think about it, wouldn't you?
Chuck this brick through that Ryman's, and I'll give you £1 million. You'd do that.
Well, I'd think about it.
Well, no, you'd probably go into Ryman's and say, "I'll give you £1,000.
Yeah.
If you let me chuck a brick through your window." And they'd go, "Oh, go on it then. Fine.
I just
work here, mate. I just sell ink cartridges." Right. So you go and you chuck a brick and you get £1 million. Give them a bit.
Yeah, and I actually, if I did throw a brick there, I'd grab some ink as well, because I'm always short of ink for the printer.
Well, it's overpriced, isn't it?
Oh, God, yeah. It's coloured water, isn't it?
Well, there's technically more than that.
Is there?
Yeah.
There's more ingredients in it. Yeah.
More ingredients.
It'd be too watery, wouldn't it?
Otherwise. I don't like any kind of part of my life where they've got you. And I feel the same about dry cleaners.
Really? Well, I've got a very reasonable dry cleaner as well.
Yeah,
I've got one down the road that's very cheap, and there's another one that's a little bit more expensive, in fact, quite a lot more expensive. Yeah. But he never loses the shirts. The other one
so
does a
the
bit.
The cheap one loses the shirts?
Occasionally, yes.
Right, okay. Well,
so if you sort of, I don't know, basically over a year, it's better to go to the more expensive one because you always get your shirts back.
Well, this is why you're...
Or trousers, for that matter. She doesn't only specialise in shirts.
Really?
Trousers as well, yeah.
It'd be horrible if you had to go for a different dry cleaner for each item of clothing.
Oh, it would, wouldn't it? Yeah, that would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Especially if you're doing a...
Never say when you go into a dry cleaner's, "Isn't it hot in here either?" They don't like that.
Really?
It is always hot in there.
I sometimes go in there just to warm up.
Yeah.
Make a nuisance of myself.
You would,
and I like the smell.
Yeah, I must admit, the smell of a dry cleaner's is quite nice.
I like the smell. I like the sound of the key cutting.
Would you mind stop doing that? It looks weird because
my face.
I'm not mad about rats and mice. And you make it when you do your.
Oh, have I found your weakness?
A little bit, yes.
Rats and mice. It's just weird because my weakness is cheese, and rats.
Cheese and rats.
Yeah.
Good lord. They love it, don't they? Can't get enough of it. They cannot get enough of it.
They cannot get enough of it. Is that a myth?
They're everywhere. You're never more in London than, I think I'm right in saying, 10 inch. I'm still working in inches, feet and inches.
Yeah.
10 inches away
from
a rat.
That is true. That is a fact.
Do you work in inches or feet?
I work... Or, I'll inches or feet.
It's never been
inches or
centimetres. It's never been the same since they did away with a gallon. I mean, who knows anything with you know,
who knows
the way it's measured now.
What size hat to buy?
Manuka honey. Why it's expensive is it comes from New Zealand, the honey, because the bees eat this
about
plant
this,
called Manuka.
I know, but...
Manuka. And it's only... I would have thought Manuka would come from not only New Zealand, but that seems to be the case.
But
that's
heard,
why it's expensive.
Have you heard that if you've got hay fever...
Yeah.
If you eat honey from the area...
My wife says that's interesting. Yeah. You said hay fever.
Yeah.
I always say, my wife says you don't say hay fever, right? You say hay fever.
Hay fever.
What do you say?
Because you're a DJ.
Yeah, I said hay fever.
Is it like, because I've got this problem with some things people say. You know when people say things wrong, so they go, Coronation Street.
Yes.
It's not, it's Coronation Street.
Yeah, that's right, I say Coronation Street.
Emmerdale Farm.
Yes. I say Emmerdale Farm.
Emmerdale Farm.
No, they've got... They call it now Emmerdale, don't they? Because no animals on it.
And I was just giving an example of the way things people get the
intonation wrong, yeah.
And it's not, hay fever!
No, it isn't. So I purposely now say...
Hay fever.
Hay fever.
Do you have this with your other half?
Yeah.
As soon as she says, try this...
Oh, yes.
I'm like, no, I don't want to.
My wife Debbie's the same.
You can bring a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And I will try stuff...
Yeah,
but on my own terms. You know what I mean? Like I will do it, but as soon as you bully me into doing it, I shut down.
Mm. I won't even try it.
All right.
I like spaghetti with tomato sauce.
Oh, that's
starting with.
Do you like spaghetti? Because I'm a penne fan because I find it a lot easier.
It's a lot easier. You're quite right. No, I do like spaghetti. But
arrabbiata.
Yeah, it always drips.
Not lately.
The only thing. The only thing I don't like about spaghetti is that if you wear a white shirt...
Oh, well, obviously. But that's why you've always worn your shirt buttoned open to the navel.
Yeah.
Because you can wipe it off your chest.
Yeah, you just get the tomato out of your navel.
Yeah.
There's no problem with a serviette.
Save it for later on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling a little bit peckish on the way home, just go to your navel.
Yeah, exactly.
The ceiling fan whirled around as slowly as a sun-stroked fly. Ricky and Tony... Pop Detectives.
That's a funny thing, isn't it, when dogs lick you? Because it's basically saliva. I mean, if I came up to you and licked you on the cheek,
well, I'd
you
be
wouldn't
happy.
Like that, would you?
No, well,
would
you
be happy about that?
I'd question it.
Well, yeah.
And I'd probably...
I'm not going to do it, don't worry.
I'd probably...
Would you want me to try it? See what it feels
well,
like?
Okay,
right?
that.
Okay.
Oh, wow, that's...
Do you like that?
Well, it's nice. I mean, have you been eating Twiglets again?
I love Twiglets.
I know you do.
Yeah, I love Twiglets. I do have a lot of Twiglets, yeah.
I know, I've noticed. Yeah. You rustle as you walk in. Yeah. You've got pockets full of them.
Full of them.
Yeah.
Absolutely full of them. Well, height is a thing that I've always been rather conscious of because there's not a lot of me. And when you get to a certain age, you haven't reached that age yet.
No.
The interesting thing is that you lose height. Now, I've had an examination recently, and I've lost around about, I don't know how much that would be. I'm just showing you now.
That's about a willy's length.
Yeah, about that.
Yeah.
And my doctor said that is basically what happens when you get older.
Yeah.
You shrink a little bit. So, and she was saying to me, the interesting thing as well, I think this will interest you, Ricky, your nose keeps growing when you get older, and your
ears.
I have enormous ears anyway. And she said, if you live for another 25 to 30 years, you'll end up looking like an African elephant.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm currently going
This was on the National Health.
Well, I hope we don't end up looking like an elephant.
Well, I find elephants quite attractive, to be honest with you.
I've never met a one.
I've never met one I wanted to go out with. I find them quite in.
And they never forget as well.
But what have they got to remember?
Well,
I mean, seriously, if you're an elephant, what do? You eat buns, do you? Or
well, I suppose if you've got not much to remember, then you never forget.
That's about it.
Yeah,
and big flappy ears.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like they're doing accounts.
No.
Yeah. Ricky and Tony, Pop Detectives.
I can never understand why anybody around Christmas would invite a tree into their house either.
That's well, stupid.
Trees should be outside and have done with it. They take up a lot of space and they just drop all their whatever it is they drop.
Yeah, and it, you know, I see a tree and I think, you know, good on you, tree.
Do you?
Yeah, for not being in a house.
Well, so do I.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've many times said to my trees in my garden, thank you for
not
coming
in
the house.
I don't want my front room to be like a Guantanamo Bay for trees.
Yeah. I've got one of those ring phones.
I know.
And it rung the other day, and there was a tree outside trying to get in.
Oh, what did it... Is there a joke?
No, it just...
Oh, no. Come on.
It was branching out.
It was branching out.
All right.
It
wasn't Twiggy.
I would have told it to leave.
Yeah.
There we go.
See, we
that was the root of the cause, isn't
it?
Oh,
we get there in the end.
Yeah.
Trees
should be outside in the garden and we should be inside.
Yeah, we shouldn't... No, sell out trees.
No, exactly.
Just want to be all glitzed up for Christmas.
Yeah. Mind you, I suppose if
little
a tree...
Little whores of trees.
If a tree outside of a garden, it looks in and sees a Christmas tree... And it probably gets a little jealous.
Do you think
they decorate me?
But
why can't I have a ball on my top?
They see a Christmas tree and they go, I'm a bit jealous of that, but they don't know the suffering that goes on.
That's true.
Because they don't see underneath that wicker skirt, which people seem to have now, where I was perfectly content with a bit of old velvet or any kind of red
anybody
material
would be.
Wrapped around me base. Mm. You know, there's a stump there.
Yes.
A sad, weeping stump.
You're absolutely
Which
right.
Which is what they've called me before.
We'll try and solve anything.
We might start unseating governments.
Yeah. We could take over the world.
Well, I wouldn't want the job, to be honest, would you?
Not really, no.
No.
I might have a go, though.
Would you?
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind having a go. It's too much pressure for me.
World leader?
I'd need a body double for that kind of nonsense.
Yeah. Hey, we're back to...
Yeah, right. I can't remember the voice I was using.
I think that was it.
I think that was something like that. Yeah,
yeah, something like that.
What was my name? Mike Johnson.
My name's Tim Black.
Tim Black. That's
I'm based in St. Lucia.
Oh, yeah. I like St. Lucia.
Or Barbados.
I'm more of an Antigua man myself.
You're an Antigua man. Yeah, I like Antigua
got
man.
Got me some new set of beach towels.
Yeah.
Spot me. Yeah.
Yeah, you go surfing?
No. Snorkeling.
I like that. Oh, you're a snorkeling
I'm
man.
A snorkeler, yeah.
Yeah, I don't like snorkeling.
I spend most of my days just sipping on coconuts and, and snorkeling.
I like surfing.
Oh, right. You like hanging.
I don't surf. I don't actually wax my board. I just wax my legs before I go in.
Yeah, I've heard that one before.
I think everybody's heard that one before.
Yeah, tune in next week.
Some other time.
The music business was mean, but Ricky and Tony could do mean. They were born for it, like a mayfly was born to die at the end of the day. They slammed shut the filing cabinet, pulled the cord on the Venetian blind, threw on their trench coats, and headed out into the rain. Until next time.